The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. A couple of years ago, I was talking with Deacon Charlie about how my dog Apollo loves to chase squirrels. I said, "Squirrels are Apollo's arch enemies." But Deacon Charlie gently corrected me and said, "They are probably more like frenemies." Have you heard that word before? Frenemies? It took me a moment to catch it, but I quickly realized the word frenemy is a compound of the two words friend and enemy. And that is exactly how Apollo looked at squirrels, as frenemies, a sort of double agents that he both loved and hated. In the gospel today, we continue hearing sections of Jesus' magnificent Sermon on the Mount. We are in the middle of a portion called the Six Antitheses, where Jesus contrasts what the Old Testament taught with his own New Testament teaching. And today he teaches us about our frenemies, like Deacon Charlie taught me and Apollo. So our Lord says, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Can you hear how Jesus raises the Christian bar of moral behavior by introducing the idea of frenemies? In other words, just like Apollo relentlessly chased squirrels to catch them, he had no clue what he would do if he ever caught one. But he secretly loved the chase and the friendly competition. So we should treat our enemies with a secret admiration and love. How so? Well, we can start to love them by praying for them. You cannot pray for someone and truly hate them simultaneously. The human heart is not big enough for both. Here's another way to love our enemies, by seeing them as our frenemies. One day, Father Daniel Velasco and I were watching tennis on TV, and we were talking about the big three, the GOATs, the greatest of all time, of Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic. And I casually remarked, "Imagine how great one of them could have been if the other two had not lived at the same time." And Father Daniel replied, "It is because the other two lived at the same time that each became a legend." That is, they were both enemies on the court, but also friends who pushed each other to greater heights of tennis. Here's yet another illustration on how to love our enemies, because they're really our frenemies. In the 2,000-year history of the Catholic Church, there have been 21 ecumenical councils where the Pope and the world's bishops all gathered to discuss doctrine and discipline. But do you know what invariably sparked the need for a council? Why did they get together in the first place? It can be summed up in one word: heretics. Heretics. That is, people who don't believe the true faith. Or to put it in more modern parlance, the enemies of the faith. But in retrospect, those heretics, those enemies, really turned out to be our frenemies. How so? Well, because they caused us, indeed, they forced us to refine and perfect our understanding of the faith. For example, the First Council of Nicaea in 325, responding to the Arian heresy, defined that Jesus was truly God and truly man, something that Arius had disputed. In hindsight, therefore, we might call Arius not a heretic, but a frenemy. Because he caused the church to deepen our faith and to defend and love it even more. Today, take a moment to call to mind the people you might consider your enemies. Perhaps we think Iran and the terrorists are our enemies. Maybe we categorize our political opponents as our enemies, Democrats or Republicans. Or maybe our competitors in the business world are our enemies, and we try to sell more widgets than they do. Or maybe if you have a dog like Apollo, then you think those dastardly squirrels are your arch enemies. Or maybe your nosy and ne'er-do-well neighbor or your ex-spouse is your enemy. Now that you have them squarely in mind, let me invite you to do two things today. First, pray for your enemies. I offer the first decade of the rosary for my so-called enemies. And second, see how your enemies actually force you to become better, a better American, a better Republican, a better Democrat, a better businessman, a better dog, a better neighbor, a better spouse, and even a better church. Maybe Deacon Charlie was right, that our arch enemies are really our frenemies, and we should thank God for them. Praise to be Jesus Christ.